The water wheel.
Why did it stop moving?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Well, Ken, you got me on this one. What's the story about a stopped water wheel?
If you were to visit Cape Leeuwin in Western Australia, you'd be astonished at a very intriguing sight. There's a water wheel that's become entombed in solid rock, and it happened in under 65 years. Now, why'd this happen? Well, really, it shouldn't be a surprise for us to see such things. The precipitation of minerals from flowing water basically entombed the water wheel in rock. We could call it a petrified water wheel, if you like. The main reason most people are surprised to see such a phenomenon is because they've had the impression that such processes require long periods of time, even millions of years. Now, evolutionists know that fossilization and rock formation can form quickly, but the public, from my experience anyway, well, they seem to have been given the impression that such things take millions of years. And because of this, many people think that the Bible's timeline of history can't be true. That's why I like to use examples such as the water wheel to help get rid of these wrong ideas.
Would you like more evidence that the Earth is just thousands of years old and not millions? We have an eye-opening booklet by Dr. Terry Mortensen that may challenge your thinking. Get your free copy by logging onto our popular website, AnswersRadio.com. Also, many booklets written by Ken Ham are available free right there. That's AnswersRadio.com.